So we have a little technical difficulty, but that's okay. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. That's how I learned and started out. Okay. And we're going to do it this way this morning.
Yeah.
You can turn over to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll be staying in verse 10 through 18 this morning. And if you don't have it, it's in your bulletin. You know, I preached a couple months ago about the compass of God, God's compass. And I told you, I had a picture up here of a young man with a backpack on him. I told you I could probably do a whole lesson on that backpack and being prepared. And that's what this lesson is about this morning, about being prepared. You know, we talked about in that last lesson how we're in this world, but not of this world. We're just passing through. And I told you how we will get through this world. But you got to be prepared. And that's one thing God does for us. He prepares us for whatever situation that we may face in life. He provides us everything that we need this morning. So we're going to talk about the full armor of God for this morning. You know, you look around this world today, you see all the trials and tribulations that's going on, and the Christianity is going to become more and more difficult. We look at how we are being persecuted on a regular basis. They're trying to stop us from what we're preaching and what we're teaching. They're trying to stop us from expressing our Christianity out in the public places. The Lord knew this day was coming, and He's given us everything we need to be prepared for. So what I want to do this morning is I want us to go break down all these verses and how we can be ready and prepared for the spiritual warfare that we're facing today. You know, in chapter 6, verse 10 tells us this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Verse 11, which we'll talk about in just a second, tells us to put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. But in verse 10, He tells us right off the get-go, He tells us the Lord and is in His mighty power. The very first thing that you need to realize is not of your ability. We're not going to be able to go through this world on our own. We're not going to be able to do it with our ability. And God tells you right up front it will be because of His ability. And He wants you to know that. So when we start reading all this armor of God that we need to realize the power that God has in it. The power of God is God's mighty power that we have this ability. So when we face these struggles, you need to realize it's not on your ability. God's going to get you through this. He let us know right off front with this verse. Verse 11 tells us, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Y'all can picture it. You've seen those soldiers, the metal soldiers you see in museums that stands and from top to bottom in metal cover and has that sword standing like this. This is what we're going to talk about, that protection that God gives us through these difficult times. And how we can get through these difficult times. Because we need to realize what the spiritual war really is against. It's not, as verse 12 tells us, for it's not our struggles, it's not against flesh and blood. It's not against each other. It's not against our brothers and sisters. It's not against these people over here that believe this thing, this lifestyle over here. It's not against these people that we're facing our struggles and our battles. We're facing a spiritual warfare. But it's against authorities and against the power of the dark world and against the spiritual forces and evil in the heavenly realm. If you could imagine, it's the devil and God struggling. There's where the battle is at. The devil wants us, and God wants us. And we got to decide whose side we're going to be on.
Amen.
And how do we overcome the devil's battles? It's hard. It's hard when we're facing God's, when we're facing the devil facing us each and every day. And we're going to talk about that. You know, verse 13, it says this. Therefore, listen to this. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. There it says it again. Put on the full armor of God. We can't put on partial. We can't put on part of God's armor and expect to make it through this world. If we try to lodge and put on this part, we're not going to make it. And he repeats it. Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that day's been here for a long time. Yeah. The day of evil coming has been here. It was here yesterday, it's here today, it's battling you while you sit in this congregation this morning. The devil trying to work on you, trying not to pay attention, trying not to take the Lord's Supper as serious as we need to take it. The devil's here trying to change your heart and mind. We will talk about that why in a minute. But as it goes on to say, so you may be able to stand your ground. How are we ever going to stand our ground against Satan? God's preparing us. And after you have done everything to stand, God wants you to what? And starting in verse 14, He wants you to stand firm. You've got to remember as we go through this lesson this morning, we're standing firm not based on our abilities. We're based on God's abilities and His power. So when we face these struggles, we need to realize God has the power to get us through these things. You need to realize that. Because let me tell you a little bit about the devil. If I had my slide up here, you'd see a hook, a fishing hook. And then right above it, it says this, beware. For Satan knows what flavor of sins to bait his hook with. The devil knows you. The devil knows your struggles. He knows what sins you like. And he baits that hook and he wants to drag you in. He knows where you're struggling, so he's going to fish with that all the time. Let me tell you a little bit more about the devil. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us this. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Let me tell you what the devil's mission is. It's to absolutely destroy you. That's what his whole life is all about. His whole life is focused on you. Each and every one of us is to destroy you. He wants to take you from your heavenly Father. He don't want you to be made. So everything he does in his life, is his whole mission is to wipe us out as Christians. But we need to realize that the devil's after us each and every day. That plays a huge part when we start going through this. How important the devil just wants to devour us. You know, Satan knows your name, but he calls you by your sins. But God knows your sins, but he calls you by your name. Let me tell you a little story about me growing up. I lived on 4th Circle over in Enoch. There was a big road that circled around. It wasn't a cul-de-sac, but a big road that circled around. And it had only one inlet and one outlet. So we had that whole circle to play. So when my brothers and sisters wanted me, they'd go out to the front porch. Or when my mom wanted to call me out for dinner, she'd go out to that front porch and she'd go, Brian! And I'd be playing with my friends. You know what they did? You could play longer. Act like you didn't hear. You know what's going on today? God's calling your name, calling you home. And the devil's telling you, act like you don't hear. You can play a little bit longer to sin. He's constantly, constantly struggling against God for you. God wants you home, but the devil wants you to keep on doing what you're doing away from God. We got to realize that's what's going on in our lives. Verse 14 tells us this as we started to read. Stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The belt of truth. Now we're starting to put the armor on. As brothers and sisters know in today's world, they want us to stand for what is right and what is true. They want you to waver from the truth. They want you not to be the light of the world. Because if they can quiet you down, they can do whatever they want. The devil can run rapid in this world if they're voting for Christians. You know, John 3:21 says this. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what has been done through God. You are the light of the world. Let me tell you what Russ said in a couple Wednesday night classes ago and let you realize this. You know, if you bring light into darkness, it scatters it away. Scatters darkness away. But darkness has no power over light. Darkness can't chase light away. Light always chases darkness away. And that's what each and every one of y'all, when you stand for the truth in the workplace, with your neighbors, out in public. Every time you walk out there and stand as a Christian, stand for what is right and what is biblical and what is true and what is God's word, you push darkness away each and every time. They don't want you there. The devil doesn't want you doing that. The devil doesn't want you to be prepared, because God gives you the resources to overcome all you have. So you are needed in this world. You make a difference every place that you're at. You're the light of this world. So when we put that belt on and we're out in the public at the grocery store and we treat people differently than everybody else treats people, we're the light. We make the difference in this world. Without us, what it would be? Darkness. God prepares you for it. So let's continue on in verse 14. With the breastplate of righteousness in place. You know, the soldiers back in the day, when they wore their breastplate, you knew who their king was. It was on their breastplate. The emblem was there. You knew what kingdom he was from. There was no doubt which side was on which side, because when they had that breastplate, it was recognized by everyone. The breastplate of righteousness. People should know who you are. And people should know who's your king and what kingdom you're a part of. You know, we have a tendency when we're in the workplace, the world, we kind of rub that emblem down a little bit, because we don't want to look as quite as Christian in that place, because it's uncomfortable. We're in a difficult place. But let me tell you, when you don't have the blessed plate of righteousness, that's a vulnerable point for the devil. If he can pierce through that breastplate of righteousness, he can hit the heart of your soul. He can hit the heart of your soul. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us this. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we may become the righteousness of God. Because of God Christ dying on that cross and his blood washing away our sins, we're able to be righteous, the righteousness of God. And if you don't stand up for what is true, what is right, and you don't do that, then the devil has a place to attack you. He knows your weakness. He knows where you fall short. But if that breastplate stays strong and people know where you stand, there's no doubt where you're from. No doubt what kingdom you're a part of, and no doubt who's your king. And that's what we need to live in this world, even in these difficult times. Verse 15 tells us this. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. I like that. I used this verse in my last lesson, and I'm going to use it again this morning. In Romans 10, verse 15 tells us this. That is, it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring you glad tidings and good things. Our feet are fitted with the readiness of the gospel. You know what that tells you? He's given you everything you need to protect yourself and protect your soul. But he's also protecting your feet for a purpose. The purpose is to carry the gospel out. Not only do we need to protect ourselves and to be able to prepare for the spiritual warfare, we need to go fight that spiritual warfare. We need to be prepared to go preach the gospel to everybody we have an opportunity to. It's not Russ's responsibilities or us, the other's responsibility, only it's each and every one of us. Because let me tell you, if you're not ready, then Satan can take you out by your feet. You are useless. So if he can attack your feet and you're not delivering the gospel, you're not doing what God needs you to do. You're not going to make it, because you're taken out already. Your feet are taken out from underneath you. But we have the responsibility to carry the gospel to the world out there. We were talking about it this morning, about loving the sinner, loving those who are struggling and who are in sin. We have a mission. Why would he prepare you if he's not getting you to do something? So you've got to be prepared to take the gospel out. In verse 16, it says this. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. You know, you face struggles each and every day. You have that shield of faith. And that shield of faith, each time you go through more and more struggles, that shield of faith gets stronger and bigger. The Lord knows that you're going to go through trials and tribulations. And if you have faith in the Lord and realize, as we were talking in verse 10, that it's God's power to get you through these struggles, through these hardships. That you ain't got to do it on your own. Why is that important? The rest of the verse, in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I promise you this is going to happen. You start putting on the full armor of God. You start doing what's standing up for the truth and being righteous. And you start pulling with more of the armor of God, what I'm going to talk about in just a second. The devil doesn't like it. The more you prepare, the more he's going to attack. So you need to have faith in God. And with that faith in God, you extinguish those arrows the devil's going to shoot at you. Because the more you stand for God, the more he wants you out of the battle. If, think about it. If I don't put on the full armor of God and I'm not prepared for God and I'm just standing over here, I'm coming here every Sunday and I think I'm doing my part, but I'm just standing here. You're not an issue for the devil. You're not in battle for God. You're not going to the spiritual warfare for God, so he's not really concerned to you. But when you start putting on that full armor of God, when you start preparing yourself to do God's will, then what he's prepared for you, that Satan's going to attack you every which way he can. But God prepares you for that with a shield of faith so you can extinguish that. And then in verse 17, it tells us to take on the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. You know, Mark 16:16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16 tells us, he that believeth and is baptized. The helmet of salvation comes from the salvation of God through baptism. If you haven't been, if you're not a Christian, you haven't been baptized, think about your head. One of the most vital parts of the organ, God's taken care of. Right off. Think about this. You know, a king, when he has a new soldier, he's going to send him off to war, and he's decorating him as his soldier. He takes that helmet and sticks it on his head as an honor thing, as a ceremony to prove that he's part of his army. We got to do the same thing as Christians. We got to show that we're part of God's army, and the first step of that is being baptized for salvation. He prepares us in that way. And the next part of the verse says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Not only does he give us the ability to protect ourselves, but he gives us the ability to attack Satan. He gives us everything that we need to be able to attack Satan. You know, Jesus, when he was in the desert, how did he defend? Every time Satan tried to come and tempt him, he used God's word to chase Satan away. Every time. But I want you to think about this. The only way you're going to be able to use that sword effectively is that if it's sharp. You're going to have to sharpen that sword constantly to be able to be in that battle. If you have a dull sword, it's not going to do you much good against Satan. The other thing that you need to realize, you need to be prepared on how to use that sword. Because the devil knows how to use his sword. He's very effective on how to use his sword. So you've got to know how to use your sword. And the only way that's going to happen is if you're in Scriptures daily. Man. That's the only way you're going to sharpen your sword and be able to use that sword effectively against the devil. You got to sharpen it and be able to use it effectively. You got to be in those deep studies. Coming here Sunday and Wednesday night is not going to make you effective. The elders are trying to prepare you the best way they can. But unless you're going in that Scripture daily, you're not going to be effective against the devil. So you've got to get into those deeper studies to be able to be effective against the Satan. Verse 18. This is one of my favorite parts. You know, God gives you all the resources you need, everything that you possibly need to get through this world. In verse 18, it says this, and pray in the Spirit. On what occasions? Rush uses that all-inclusive. Every occasion, on all occasions, with what? All kinds of prayers and requests. In which, with this part, we're supposed to go to our Heavenly Father on all occasions. About the good times and about the struggles, the things that we face. You know why? Because it means war. We're struggling as a Christian. We need to turn to God in prayer, even to request. Because what did I say in verse 10? It's not on our abilities. So when we're losing that battle with Satan and about the temptation, and we can't figure out why we ain't winning that battle, because we're trying to do it on our own. We're trying to fight that battle on our own. We need to go to God for that to help us through. When we win those battles, who do we need to go to? God. Recognize that He helped us through those battles. We had a slide to show you a firefighter. He's in a building, kneeled down like this, and fire just rolled over top of his head. And it's hot, so he knows that he can't get up. And I thought that was a really neat picture. So this is the caption I put over top of it. When life is too hot to stand, kneel. When life is too hard and too hot and it's too struggling for you, you're going through too many temptations and too many hard burdens in life. You're facing difficulty with illness, or difficulties with family, or difficulties with finance, or anything. When it gets too hot to stand, kneel. Pray to God to help you through. Because he's going to give you the resources when you ask for it. He wants that relationship with you. He's not going to give you the resources until you go to Him and ask for it. So when you make it through those difficult times and you're doing good and you're doing great, don't forget who got you through it. Prayer is such a very important part of being prepared to make it through this world.
Yes.
Now, this second part. With this in mind, be alert always. Now, I told you, we talked about this just a few minutes ago. Satan's here to devour you. He's here to destroy you. So if I came up and told you somebody's out to get you, they're going to get you, you're not going to stand here just like this. You're going to be alert. You're going to be watching to see when that attack's coming. He's telling you, Satan's going to destroy you. As Christians, we need to be alert. We need to look to where the next temptation's coming from so we can try to avoid it. We need to be alert to when is the devil going to attack us now. And when he does, we know what it is. We know that it's an attack from Satan. We realize that Satan's trying to destroy us. And we understand where it's coming from. So you're alert. You're prepared. So you're looking around. The next part of this. Keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Amen.
You know why? Because we're all in this together.
Yeah.
We're all a part of the Lord's army. So when I'm having struggles over here, I got all of y'all to come back me up. I ain't got to fight Satan by myself. The Lord of His great wisdom develops the church for that purpose. So when you're struggling, I'm there. When you're facing hard times, I might be able to say, brother, sister, I went through the exact same thing. I know what you're going through. I'm here for you. We're stronger than that. We got to pray for one another. We got to be there for one another because we are a part of the same kingdom. We all have the same king. That's God. And we need to realize that. Before I bring this lesson to a close, and I'm going to ask Dale to come up here, if he would, to take any prayers as needed. I want to just a few thoughts for you all to think about. First of all, we need to realize that God has the power. It's not our abilities, but it's God's abilities. We got to understand that God has the power. He's going to get us through this. You don't have to worry about us having enough strength to do it, because God's got all the power. Because if you're relying on me, brothers and sisters, just by my physical abilities and where I'm at in life, I'm going to fail you. But I'm telling you, God through me and God through us, we can achieve anything. We need to remember the putting on the full armor of God. He said the full armor of God. We've got to make sure we're prepared in all areas of our spiritual life. Because that's the only way we're going to survive through this world. That's the only way we're going to make a difference in this world. Because our mission is to go after those who are lost. You realize that? Our mission is to go after those who are lost. Because we're doing this on Jesus' back. He's working through us. So we got to put on the helmet of salvation. If you're not a Christian, you got to be a Christian to be marked as part of God's army. We've got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We've got to stand for what is right at all occasions. We've got to put on the belt of truth. We've got to be the light of this world. Because if we're not the light of this world, darkness is overcome. Remember, light pushes darkness away. You make a difference wherever you're at. You have that ability. We need to be, our feet have to be ready to deliver the message. Carry the battle to the battleground. We need to realize that. That's our purpose here, is to make that difference. We need to make sure that we have faith in God, that He will take care of everything. That everything I said, that you realize and understand, God's going to help you through this struggle each and every day. We need to realize we're a part of God's army, a proud part of God's army, each and every one of us. And we need to realize that we have the ability to call on resources any time we need. You know, when a soldier goes to his king, when he faces his king, how does he face his king? He kneels down in front of his king. He tells him he's coming back from battle, and he's telling his king, "We're winning the war. We're winning the battle." And he's telling his king that. Or he may be telling his king this, "Hey, we're really struggling in this battle that we're having. We're having a difficult time." And the king will say, "I'll give you the resources." But when he honors his king by not kneeling down in front of him, humbling himself in front of him, what's the king do? The king lifts him up. He lifts him up. And we got to realize that's what our king does for us. If we go to God in prayer and humble ourselves in front of him, humble in everything that we do, we humble ourselves and kneel down in front of our Lord, that he's our king. He's our God. Our Lord's going to lift us up. So let's think about it for just a second. If you're facing trials and tribulations in your life, it could be anything, and you don't see no outcome from where we're getting out of this, what do? You go to your king to get the resources you need to get through it. You humble yourself in the Lord, and he will lift you up. We just sang it, James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. If you got great news, you still honor your king by kneeling in front of him and telling the great news. Hey, we've won this battle. These great things are occurring. And he's going to raise you up even higher. Because you recognize who gave you the resources to be able to do that. As Christians, we need to realize that. We need to humble ourselves in front of the Lord. And he will even lift us higher. But that's great news for us. The bad news is you are going through trials and tribulations. There's no way around it. Because you're in war. You're in spiritual warfare. But your king is not going to lose this war. The war is already won. Satan ain't figured it out yet, but the war is already won. We just got to be on the right side when it's all over. So if you're facing struggles and trials and tribulations, realize this. Prayer will do much for you. You have the resources to get it. All you got to do is go to God in prayer. So no matter what you're going through, we're here together to pray for you. If you're not a Christian, you have an opportunity to become a Christian, to be a part of the greatest army there ever was, the Lord's army. The one that's already won the war. Y'all are going through the battle, but you already won the war. But if you got great things that are going on in your life, you need to recognize who's doing it for you each and every day. You need to realize the Lord is taking care of you. That builds that faith, that strength. It builds your strength to be able to fight those battles. So if you're facing anything, why don't you come now and stand and say.